Hello, is Kimerig the Lashmod there?
This is.
Hello, I am calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, and television?
No. Thank God we don't. No, we don't. None of us work for any media.
Thank you so much. Well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
You know what? I'll tell you what. If there's somebody good to vote for, I will vote. But right now, I don't feel like there's anybody good to vote for.
Would you say that maybe it is a 50-50 or that you will not vote?
I'd say 50-50.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent. I register as an independent.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask you a race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And, well, the first one is MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republican. I don't have an opinion either way.
Okay, thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
Neither way, doesn't matter.
Democrats in Congress?
Doesn't matter either way.
Joe Biden?
I guess that's a hard one.
How would you rate
rate him as a president?
From 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that
30.
You don't feel particularly warm or cold.
30. I would say 30.
Okay, thank you so much. And J.D. Vance?
I don't have any opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Project 2024.
I don't know them well enough to have an opinion.
All right. Thank you so much. And Project 2025, have you heard of it?
Yes, I have, but I do not. I don't know enough about it to cast it. To say one way or the other.
Okay, thank you. And Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Biden?
No, Janelle Bynum.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
You have never heard of her?
I have heard of her, but I don't have an opinion on her.
Okay, thank you so much. And Kamala Harris?
And this is 1 to 100, I'd probably put her at a 25.
25, all right, thank you. And Donald Trump?
The same, about a 25.
25, thank you. Lori Travis de Reamer?
I'm not familiar with him.
All right. Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
right now, I don't know if I'm going to vote. And then this is how I say this, is if there isn't somebody, a candidate that I like to vote for, why would I vote for one?
Okay, thank
so
you.
So I guess, I'll tell you what, if you put RFK on the president's list, I vote for him.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
RFK Jr.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Well, but if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward?
I'm not going to vote. I vote for none.
All right. Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? The Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or someone else?
I don't know. I hope that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wins. I don't
okay.
say he will, but that's who I would hope does win.
All right, thank you. And, well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Travis DeRemer?
Travis DeRemer. As much
thank
as
you.
I, what I know about each one of them, and I'm not a party voter. I like to vote for who I think is the best. And that's why I say that if we voted for president tomorrow, we don't have anybody to Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. They're not good candidates for me. So that's why I say RFK.
Oh, I got it. Thank you so much for that. And, well, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
Oh, small chance.
Small chance. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know enough about what she's doing to say.
All right, thank you. And, well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 81% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and I will try to be the briefly possible. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. And, well, the first statement says, Chavez DeRemer is working to perpetuate the system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her Paris campaign. After hearing this, would you say that this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Okay, thank you. And, well, the next statement says, Chavez DeRemer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy. And that's clearly not Travis the Reamer. After hearing this, would you say that, well, this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
I don't know how to, I don't know how to answer that question.
All right. Thank you. And, well, the next statement says, Lori Chavez de Reamer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. After hearing this, would you say that it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Thank you. And, well, the next one says, Lori Chavez de Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and says she's supporting a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. After hearing this, would you say that it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It troubles me some.
Some, thank you. And the last two statements about this. Chavez de Reamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations who are giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for a Chavez de Reamer is supposed to undermine our democracy. After hearing this, would you say there is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I say just some.
Thank you. And the last statement. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Reamer supported current funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. After hearing this, would you say that it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Reamer?
I don't know.
Okay,
I can't say. I probably would not vote.
All right, thank you. And even though you say you are undecided, if you have to decide, which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Reamer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Well, the nice thing is I don't have to.
All right, thank you. And, well, now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Biden's opponent has made about her and Biden's response to get your reaction. Janelle Biden's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and activism victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give billions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Biden said she was pleased to see the protest. Biden is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Biden say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Reamer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Reamer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Reamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanne Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Neither one. They're both terrible.
All right. Thank you so much. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated?
Married.
Thank
married.
You. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
One.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
And is there... Oh, thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote. Did not vote.
Didn't vote. All right. And that way
I don't
we have
like I don't like. I do not like either candidate. So if I like a candidate, I will vote for him. If I don't vote or like a candidate, I'm not going to vote, and I don't like those candidates.
All right. Thank you. And, well, in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.